It is Brian Mazurowski. It's Joe Beamer. The 90 East from the 190 to just before Walden in bad shape this morning. And I've been telling you about problems on the 90, or Derek has, I should say, been telling you about problems on the 90 heading east throughout the morning. Still there this morning. So just so everyone's aware, you might want to avoid it if you're not there yet.
Just everyone getting back to the groove after a long holiday and...
It was an extended holiday weekend for a lot, you included.
Yes, of course.
You're off yesterday.
Off yesterday.
So we'll start with you.
All right.
What the heck happened to you?
You know, Brian, it was an interesting weekend. Now, it's funny because I had a conversation with you at 10 o'clock on Friday saying, oh, we're just going to have to drive slow through Erie, and then we'll get out of that and we'll be smooth sailing to Blacksburg, Virginia. That didn't happen. So Friday, left around 1, all excited. Roads were looking great. Start heading down. And this is when things started to turn. We passed the Dunkirk exit. And my dad goes, you know, it's not really that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss of death right there.
Yeah, it's his fault.
Yeah, ever since he said that, it got worse and worse. Now, remember, when we jumped on Route 90, it was not closed. I just want that for the record. Now,
there's no way of knowing the conditions on
that's
the
right,
90.
That's right. I was listening to BEM, but we get past, and my wife texts me and says, I think you guys should get off the next exit. You know, it's getting bad. But she's not driving. She's saying this from home. You know, this is the peanut gallery. I'm in the situation. Yeah. She turned out, and I hate to say this, I hope she's not listening. She turned out to be right. We should have gotten off on exit 60.
It's like, you know what this reminds me of? We did a little post-game segment with this earlier this morning, but this reminds me of the post-game caller who is like, well, and this is you. You're like, well, I was at the game, right? And to the person who says, well, I was at the game, they think in their head, this is you. I'm on the road.
Yeah.
You are thinking, well, I know more because I'm there.
I'm in the situation.
And your wife here is the person who was sitting at home watching on TV where you can see everything clearly and they've got the field lines all together and you know what's a first down and what isn't without straining your neck and they've got all the stats and you're listening to the commentary and you know way more than anybody watching actually at the game. And that's your wife who's looking at photos of cars stuck on the 90 and telling you maybe you should get off.
Yeah, so we didn't. keep on driving and then get to the Ripley exit. Well, get about a half a mile. Literally, Brian, we were under the sign that said half a mile to the Ripley exit. That's when I called in. John was filling in for Bowerly on Friday. Called in, did a segment with him. And we were not moving. I mean, kids were getting out of the car. I don't know if you've ever seen this when traffic's at a standstill. Kids getting out of the cars, jumping in the snow banks, you know, having fun with it. People taking their dogs to do what dogs do. So I get out of the car and I go, I'm gonna figure out what's going on. Like me, no one else has thought of this. I'm gonna walk the half mile and see what's going. Well, I didn't discover anything.
Yeah.
Thankfully, traffic started moving to exit. Right. We finally get off the 90, and this is just. I'm not gonna throw my dad in this because I was kind of calling the shots. He's not to blame. We get off the 90. I go, well, this is fine. We just take Route 5, get to Route 19. And we'll be fine. So we're still, this is after being in standstill for 2 hours at the Ripley exit. I could see the loves for 2 hours, Brian. So we initially go to Route 5. This will be fine, right? Google Maps is showing that it's pretty smooth sailing. Nope, we get blocked there. There's a block there. Turn it back around. Now they're going to loop us through these neighborhoods to get to Route 20, okay? Nope, that's a block too. Some idiot in a U-Haul has the street all blocked up. Well, then we just start running into closed road. The 90's closed, obviously. And we get to the northeast, the town of Northeast Pennsylvania exit. And Brian, it reminded me of Pasquale driving me home from the 2022 blizzard. Just cars stuck everywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, everywhere you look in this little town, but you know, there's three things at the exit. So there's a Holiday Inn Express there. I said, okay, let's pull in here. We'll call it a night. Well, there's cars stuck all over the parking lot. Now, I'm already halfway up the so I back up. Thank God I did not get stuck. And I said, we're just going to ditch the car across the street. Car was never stuck. I just want that to be on the record. I never got my car stuck. Ditch the car across the street. Walk in. Well, they're booked, obviously. There's no rooms left. But they're letting people stay in meeting rooms, and they have a ton of meeting rooms and lounges.
Mary and Joseph.
So God bless.
Joseph and Joseph.
God bless the Holiday Inn Express in northeast Pennsylvania. My car did get the yellow tag on it, so they said, hey, we checked and no one's in there. So yeah, and that's where we were stuck for another day, and then came back Sunday and we're in Orchard Park for the Bills game. Did not make the Virginia Tech game, but they did win, so we're able to watch it on TV.
You know what's interesting about that whole thing? You say route. I say root.
Yeah, route. Maybe you're right.
I just couldn't stop thinking about that.
No, I'm sorry.
I don't think either of us are right or wrong. It's just, that's interesting. Both are from the same area.
But you know what's really like the worst feeling? Like when you're, so it took us 7 hours to get to northeast Pennsylvania, the second exit on Route 90. And sitting there, and on Saturday, and again, the Holiday Inn Express offering breakfast to everybody, the three people who were still working there when we left Sunday, mm-hmm. the same three people. And that was very nice of them. Like I said, God bless them. We set up in the breakfast nook, and you know, I'm going to the car and I keep shoveling the car out to make sure this car is ready to go when we can leave. Because at 8 a.m., I still thought there's a chance we get to Blacksburg. I know, Brian, I'm crazy.
Right.
I know.
This is a man who's truly learned his lesson.
Yeah.
So, he's still trying to drive through the lake effect snowband on the 90.
That's still falling, by the way, yes. Saturday morning. Here's the thing. So I get to the car and I'm shoveling out the car and I have, you know, I'm heating the car up. I got the radio on. And like, you know, you messed up when you are stuck and you still get every Buffalo station on the radio, like clear as day. Mm-hmm. I'm listening to Hank. I'm listening to Derek on GR. Like, you're still getting the Buffalo stations clear as day and you have nowhere you can go. Yeah, lessons were learned, and an adventure was had.
Yeah. I don't know. I have my doubts about the lessons learned part of this, but we'll see.
You have to wait till next season.
We'll see in the future.
We did come to the conclusion that if there is a lake effect snow warning, we would at least wait until the storm had passed before we left.
Okay.
We will not, because, hey.
The funniest part about this to me is that you work here, where we were talking about.
Oh yeah,
the lake effect snow heavily hitting the area you plan to drive through at the time you plan to drive through it,
but
for
we
a week.
Built in, as I explained to you, we built in all this time.
We gave ourselves an extra 30 minutes. you almost beat it.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, lessons learned. It was an experience. I've got to say. And, you know, now Saturday night, just for the record, we did get a room. So we did stay a night in an actual room on Saturday night and then came up first thing Sunday. But Friday, now this place, I didn't realize how many. It had a lounge on every floor. It had four meeting rooms downstairs. So we go to the meeting room with the TV. And they got the Georgia Tech game on, Brian, which I don't know if you saw. Was an amazing game. It was a great game. Went to 8 overtimes. Watching that, people are playing cards. They're on, like, other people are watching this. At 10:30. Some guy just decides, it's not a manager, not anyone associated with the hotel, decides it's time to go to bed, can't turn off the TV, unplugs the TV from the wall, and starts turning the lights off. Now, you know, I should have said something, but, you know, you're tired and it's been a long day. No one says anything. Everyone just goes, oh, I guess that the people put their cards down, the guy closes his laptop.
Now, I love this.
We should have gone. There was another meeting room with a TV upstairs, but we didn't know. We're still thinking our name's going to be called on the waiting list to get a room that night. So they turn the TV off. I have to watch the rest. One of the most exciting games of the year. I have to watch on my phone because someone decided it was time at 10:30 for all these people who.
Pity Joe, the worst thing about spending two nights on the road in the snow was he wasn't able to watch the football game.
Well, I did get. No. That's fake news. I did get to watch the Virginia Tech game. But I thought that was really inconsiderate. Like, there were still people coming in, people who had been stuck, people who ditched their car a mile down the road. And it's like, maybe this isn't the room. There's other meeting rooms. The one across the hall had not even been, no one was in there. Like, if you think it's time for you and your family to sleep, go across the hall.
I like this guy. He sees the situation, a lot of people, someone's going to step up and be the ringleader and set the rules.
Well, then wait.
And it's going to be you.
They said, or at the front desk, they said at midnight, we will know cancellations and who doesn't check in, and we can start, you know, have a better idea who gets called on the waiting list. At least wait till midnight. Most of those people were waiting for someone to call them so they could go up and actually be in a room, not on the floor of the meeting room.
No. Should have spoke up.
Yeah, see, I don't... This is where we're different. I don't like people like that. This is not their situation. Again, there's an empty room across the hall. There's a room that just has dogs down. Go to one of those rooms. No lights are on. You can go right to sleep. People here were trying to plan what they're going to do. When, you know, keep an eye on the roads. There were some people who still thought they were... Not us. Who thought they were going to leave later Friday night. Like, a lot of people were still in, you know, survival mode of where's the next move? We're stuck at this hotel at the most boring exit on Route 90. And they just decide, no, it's time for people to go to bed. You're not my dad.
Apparently he is. You all listened.
Yeah, I wish I would have spoken up.
I mean, come on.
Hindsight, I wish I would have spoken up.
Apparently he is.
But you don't want everyone... But there's this on the other side of this. You don't want everyone turning on you in a room that you're probably going to be sleeping in all night.
Well, if you thought everyone was on your side...
I thought there were multiple people on my side. Yes.
Then you could have... I know. You know, you could have started it, but you didn't.
I should have.
So the guy set the rules. The squeaky wheel gets the grease.
I failed there. Like I said, I wish I... So the next morning, I wake up at 5:30. I can't go back to sleep. So I start walking around the hotel, check on our status on the waiting list, and I discover, oh my gosh, the business center is on the fourth floor. It has a TV, and they left it on all night.
What's your wife thinking about all this?
She's pretty upset.
About what?
The whole thing. She's upset that we even left.
Yeah. So you leave
when you
Friday,
saw me Friday morning, she was already mad at me.
Yeah, you're able to get back Sunday, and you get back and you go, we're going to the football game.
Yeah, that's right.
What's the reaction there?
To be fair, now she's not going to like that I said this, but so we get back at 10 a.m. Sunday. That's right, 10. I called into Tom at 10:30. Now, originally, I wasn't going to be home till after the Bills game. Now, she gets a whole afternoon before we leave for the Bills game that she gets to herself. I say, hey, you know, I'm going to watch.
Oh, how nice of you.
I'm going to watch our son. But this is time she wouldn't have had. She actually gained 6 hours of her time because of everything that happened. So I thought she'd actually be really excited and very thankful. And that has not been the case.
You're going to want to go ahead and not post this online. Just a little piece of advice.
I have to be honest. I saw this very differently. Like, I thought she'd be really excited. Oh, you came home. We got to spend the afternoon together. I thought she'd be really excited about that. Like, it all worked out in her favor.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I shouldn't have asked. I think I dug yourself.
You don't think that was a good answer?
You dug yourself a pretty, an even deeper hole. right there. You know, Oxford named brain rot the word of the year. No. First, I was like, no, what the heck? I'm starting to understand.
You have a situation to use it?
I'm starting to see why.
Yeah, she's upset that we even went. And to be fair, so was my mom. Like, both my dad and I are both had to go home to people who were not too happy that we didn't listen to anyone and jumped in the car and went to the game. Well, didn't go to the game.
Well, the good news is you didn't have to. You could jump right in the car and go to another game. You didn't have to hear it.
That's right. Oh, sorry. Bills game. Got to go tailgate.
Did you see this? Speaking of the Bills game, George Kittle's wife, I was ready for the worst. I saw this headline. George Kittle, who is the tight end, great player on the 49ers, his wife posted on Instagram about her experience at the Bills stadium.
Oh, I did not see this.
So that was the headline I got, and this was me. Oh, boy. Right? Like, yep. That's what you're expecting there. Like, oh, man.
Because 2 weeks ago we were told that Taylor Swift didn't want to come down from Toronto because of her experience last year.
Who said that? I think that's just made up.
I saw that on Twitter. It must be true.
Yeah. I think that somebody just put that out there and it got spread around. And I don't know a single person who has talked to Taylor Swift in the last 3 weeks.
No,
yet I know everybody somehow knows this story. Like, where did this come from? Anyway,
that's a good question.
Claire Kittle posted, in 8 years, George has never played in Buffalo. There are very few stadiums that I have left to experience, and I'm happy to report this one did not disappoint. It felt very Midwest, and I loved it.
Oh!
How do you like that?
Thank you.
Now, I think they're from Iowa. So very Midwest, that's like a compliment.
Yeah.
That's like a, oh, felt like home.
I mean, we are on the verge of Midwest.
We're more Midwest than East Coast.
Well, yeah.
Rust Belt is its own thing, though. Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Buffalo, like we've got more in common with each other than, you know, we do with either New York City or Chicago, for sure.
Well, yeah.
But like even saying that about Pittsburgh or Cleveland, like more in common with Buffalo than Chicago or New York City. Or
Chicago is the capital of the Midwest, though, right?
Yeah, but like I'm saying, we're not Midwest, we're not East Coast.
I like that.
We're Rust Belt. We're our own little Great Lakes thing.
I know Rust Belt. Hey, pride in the Rust Belt region and the Rust Belt cities, but just sounds Rust Belt doesn't sound good.
Ah, but if you're a football team, it does.
Yeah, no, of course.
With a Rust Belt.
Yeah,
that's good. You know, I like it.
I like it. Yeah,
I'm not going anywhere.
We're the best team in the Rust Belt.
So. You're trying to attract new people. But
Rust.
Yeah, it doesn't have the greatest connotation. Worse in the past 2 years, honestly.
When I first heard Rust Belt, I thought that just meant like what you saw when you drive into New York on all the overpass.
Yeah, it's there on purpose.
Yeah, it's the Rust
for the name. But that was nice. She loved it. Good, a great experience.
Good. I love hearing that.
The snow and everything else. I was talking yesterday about how, you know, you're not 2 years from now, it's not going to be like this. You're not going to be standing in snow in the
You'll
seats.
You'll be watching a game in snow.
The field won't have as much snow on it.
Right.
You know, it won't quite be the same. It won't be as windy in the new stadium. It won't quite be the same.
It's funny because I was thinking that went out to get a few adult beverages, and I'm walking back in. And you know when you're still out in the concourse, but you're looking through the tunnel, like you're not going to have that view in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like you're looking into a snow globe. It was the coolest thing. I should have taken a picture of what I'm talking about. Corey LaJoie, by the way, was also in town for the Bills game.
Who?
So I didn't know who he was, but apparently he is an up-and-coming NASCAR driver. And it was a big deal that he...
By up-and-coming, like, is he on the circuit right now? Does he race against
Well, I was kind of hoping
Jeff
you knew who we were talking about. Well, I don't think anyone races against Jeff Gordon. Jeff Gordon's a commentator.
I was at a loss there.
I think he's in the big one. He's in the Winston Cup.
Okay.
I don't think they call it the Winston Cup anymore.
As long as he's in the Winston Cup racing against Jeff Gordon and Dale Jr., then, you know, he must be a big deal.
Yeah, he's in the big one.
Well, I was going around yesterday. My story is nothing to compare with Joe's because that, I mean, you take the cake. But I did see something that I will never forget yesterday. That and more coming up after the news here at BMaz and Beamer on WBEN. It's Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer here on WBEN. We were just talking the big game.
The big game. By the way, I don't mean to play spoiler. Howard Simon has us in the big game.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he does.
That's, I don't know. I was thinking about it yesterday for the first time all year. I just might be out there. I don't want to, you know, talk about it, but
I don't want to think about it because the last time I thought about it, my heart was broken.
I don't want to think about it. I'm big on setting the expectations kind of low and then being pleasantly surprised at the end of the day. So I'm not thinking about it, but I was kind of thinking about it.
Are you really happy with the way with the last three games of the season? I am. Last three games of the season, all 1 o'clock kickoffs. That's a great way to go into the playoffs.
Yeah. Just chill.
I love it. Yes. 2 4 o'clock games, which is okay, we're fine. And then just all 1 o'clock games to end the season.
Let's
go.
Three teams that stink.
Now, I said this and someone laughed at me, but do you think that hurts the Bills? No real competition for the last three games. I just don't want their headspace.
No, because what's this? I mean, this Lions game is week 15. Like, that's close enough playing a good team to not forget what a good football team is.
Okay.
You know, that's how I'm looking at it. Anyways.
Because Howard has the Bills losing to Detroit in week 15, but then beating them in the Super Bowl, which I think is sweet revenge.
Tough to beat the Bills twice in 1 year. That's what they always say.
So ask the Jets.
It might be the first time that's ever been said. You know, yesterday, Joe, I got a new phone over the week. A new old phone. It's like the phone itself. It's like a four-year-old. It's like the four-year-old iPhone.
You did what I did. Yeah.
But it's new to me.
Right.
And I think it's... What are the new ones like? Because this one's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I got two things on the like.
Do we have the same one? The 13?
I got the 15. They were out of the 13.
Whoa!
I know. Well, here's the problem. I wish I'd gotten the 13 because now my wife and I can't share the chargers. So now I'm always
different chargers.
It's different chargers now. Mm. So I'm going around the house looking for my one charger, yeah. And there's 10 Lightning chargers.
20 other iPhone chargers. Well, I was looking for. So I got this a few days ago, and I had no case on it.
Yeah, difficult to find a case for the older phones. I was discovering.
Well, yeah. So I yesterday was out looking around. I liked the idea of having no case. I'm like, you know what? I just might not have a case.
You're not as clumsy as me.
Well, but here's the thing. Yesterday, I'm handling the phone, and you put it down, and it's like clang, and you know it's not a soft put down as it is with the case on, which you got mics on and everything like that. You don't want to hear all over the place,
right?
And it's slick, like it's slick. It slides out of your hand. It's not like natural to hold or anything.
They want you to have to buy a case.
I don't think so, because most of the people are not buying a case from Apple.
You make a good point.
You always get these, they show off the new phone and it's all, wow, the beautiful streamlined edges, right? They have these like slick shots of the new iPhone and how cool it looks and the physique of the, whatever. No one holds it like that.
No.
Who cares what it looks like? Everyone's just slapping a $5 case on it the moment they get it. Like, okay, whatever. Yeah. I don't care about the design.
No.
The design, it's so like cool. Put a couple of ridges on there so it doesn't slip out of my hand. And then I won't have to get a case.
Or make it, shockproof. Because, I've had this phone for a little over a month. I've already dropped it 3 times. Twice in a parking lot.
Well, at least there was the snow to break the phone.
There was the case. There was the case.
But no, so I was looking for a case for the older iPhone yesterday. So I went around the corner to the Consumer Square Boulevard whole complex.
If you're going to find a case, there'll be one in that plaza.
That's my thinking. You got a Best Buy there. You got the Target there. All right. And I remember stores used to have older model phone cases.
Especially Target.
In a big bin. And they were all like, do you remember this?
Yes.
Am I making it up?
No, it was like the DVD bin.
Yeah, the big bin. It was like all $5 to $10. And here's like all the old model phone cases from 2 years plus ago.
I do remember that.
That instead of just incinerating, we'll hope someone buys an old phone and sells it. So I was expecting to find one of those. No.
No bin. Yeah.
Not in either store. Can't find it. I found like one case that... I went to Best Buy. I found one case that would fit my phone. And I'm like, God, do I just have to buy it? It was a clear case.
You didn't like it?
You can't be a man with a clear case.
By the way, was I right about Best Buy?
Oh, yeah. Why? It's nothing like what I remember.
Yeah.
It's totally different. And you'd think for all the phones they have in there now, they'd have more cases.
Yeah.
They don't.
But you can get an electric scooter.
But I have my pick of electric bikes, scooters, a range finder for when I hit the golf ball and I can see the distance to the pin.
Drone.
No phone case, for me at least. So then I went on to Target, same thing. No phone case.
That's
glad, actually, that there was no phone case. Because walking out, you could tell, we were joking about this yesterday, you could tell how many people took off of work post-Bills game and holiday weekend yesterday because they were all in line at the store. The line at this, it's Monday afternoon. There's a line like wrapping into the clothes from the register.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it. You should have seen Wegmans on Sheridan yesterday. It was packed.
Like, what's going on here? Like, I guess everybody really did take off because... why is there a line? I say this as somebody, like, why isn't everybody at work? I'm not at work either, right? Like, that's always my thinking, like, when we get out of here. Like, I'm like, all right, middle of the day. I'm like, what are all these people doing? Who's working around here?
When I'm doing DoorDash,
I always think.
When I do DoorDash in the afternoon, I deliver to someone's house. House, aren't they? Are people working? Why am I going to all these houses?
What are you doing? Anyways, so it was super busy in there. And, we've done a couple shows on driving. Right. And bad drive, like, do drivers seem worse? And I feel like the most popular response to that is, drivers are way worse. And it's because of the phones. Like, everyone's distracted by their devices. And I always kind of want to push back on that a little bit, saying, like, all right, I'm sure that's a problem, but I think people are just not paying attention. And you don't have to be on a phone to be not paying attention. Like, you're zoned out.
You can be looking and not paying attention. Yeah, zoned out. Perfect way to say it.
And it's happened to all of us. You know, you're driving on the highway. You're going one place. You get off at like the exit you take for work.
Yeah.
And you go, wait, what? You're like on autopilot.
Yep.
Driving happens to the best of us. Bad thing to do happens to the best of us.
I can barely remember my drives to work because I'm just zoned out, which is not good to do when there's deer all over the place. But like you said, like turn here, I'm at work.
Yeah, it's like you're on autopilot.
Yep.
You know what to do and you're just kind of like in a malaise. And I don't know, maybe like the smartphone turned our brains that way. But I generally feel that like you don't need the phone to kind of be in that state of mind.
Yeah, I think there's some truth to that, yeah.
Well, I know there's some truth to that after yesterday, Joe.
Okay.
Because I'm walking out of the store. I'm weaving in and out of people trying to get around the line. And I go walking out of the store. And I saw proof that you don't need to be on a phone to be one of these zombies walking around not paying attention to anybody. Now, this lady's actually lucky that this happened before she walked into the front of the store where there's cars going back and forth.
Right.
Because if you were doing that, she would have been, you know, on somebody's hood or worse, on the pavement. I'm walking behind this lady. I want to say she's a little bit older than me. Now, she would probably look at me and say, well, I'm a little bit younger than you. But that's just the way life is. And she's not on a phone. She's holding a couple bags.
So not even looking at the phone?
No.
No phone involved?
No phone in hand, as far as I know. Walking straight ahead. As far as I know, eyes open, looking straight ahead. We're walking out the sliding glass door, the automatic door in the front of the Target. The thing about these doors, Joe, they're not magic, right? Like, they work with a sensor,
yeah.
And sometimes they don't work perfectly. Like, we've all kind of been there once where it's closing, but then you're walking toward it, and it's supposed to reopen, but it doesn't do it, like, right away, and then, like, it kind of, like, it jolts, and then starts to open back.
Yeah.
Or, like, you have to break your stride just to make sure that you're getting read by the sensor and, like, everything's lining up.
Yeah.
That's happened to everybody.
Everyone. Numerous times.
All the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to just, when you're walking, you got to make sure the door's opening.
Especially at a congested place that's been opening and closing.
Yes.
Yep.
And that's exactly what it was doing. The door was closing. The door was not stopping closing as we were walking toward it. And she just, and I'm kind of like looking at this. I'm like, she's not breaking her stride. She keeps walking. This door keeps closing. Joe, she walked right into the door. And I'm like, and this is, again, not on a phone, not, you know, eyes straight ahead. She walked right into this door and walked into, is actually putting it lightly, she slammed into this door like Matt Milano. She took it off its tracks.
I would have been cracking. I would not have been able to contain my laughter.
She took the door off the tracks. The whole thing like pushed that way, which they must be made to do that.
Yeah, a little give.
Like the whole thing, she derailed the door. And I didn't think she had it in her to derail an entire department store door. But there you go. You see something crazy every day. And it was almost like it's like a movie, a cartoon that my kids watch where like somebody's under hypnosis and then they get smacked in the head with a frying pan and like slap out of it. Right? Like it was like that. Like she slams into this door and then like almost does a little head shake like, whoa. Like, where did that come from? Well, lady, it was a door right in front of you. You're staring right at it. You walked right into it. And it was like, oh, that was scary. Like, I guess. I don't. It didn't jump out in front of you. It's a door. You're at the front of the store. That's where the doors are.
Did it reopen after she slammed into it?
No, it broke. She took it off the track. So, I, in a sense, it opened, but it opened like, you know, the doors go like this and slide, you know, into each other. No one can see what I'm doing. It's on the radio.
Yes.
But and then they open like a gate, you know, instead because she took it off the rail.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And then she kept walking into the parking lot.
Good luck, lady.
Which I don't know what I would do in that situation if I ran into the door. Like, hey, you're going to have to fix your door. I'm like, who do you call? I don't know.
She just ignored the situation.
She just kept walking. And so then I'm walking behind her like,
wow.
She just wasn't paying attention at all. And I need to see the video.
I would not have been walking. I would have been laughing so hard. I would have had to...
Well, I was looking for someone else to have, like, some reaction. I'm like, did everybody else just see this? She just took that door off the track to a Target. Like, you know, it's no little... It's not my screen door.
It's amazing.
It's the department store door.
And she thought nothing of it, just kept walking.
Just straight ahead, just kept walking. Because it's the front door, I know there's video.
Oh, yeah.
We got to see the video.
Yeah, anyone in Target management.
Who works there and was looking at the camera when this happened? And where did you save it to?
What time was this yesterday?
Oh, my goodness. Let's say noonish.
Okay. Because if I learn anything from Columbo, you got to get the video in the first 20, in the 24 hours after it happens. So someone needs to isolate that time. And things might have changed since Columbo was on the air.
I would think they'd.
Yeah, a little longer than 24 hours.
You'd hope, but I guess there's a lot of cameras in that store. You'd need a pretty big hard drive.
Yeah, well, Target's got it.
Columbo would have been erasing a tape. And that's why.
Yeah.
I don't think they're switching
VHS,
VHS cassettes.
Yeah, things have changed a little
bit. In the back room of a department store in the year 2024.
What's keeping JVC VCRs in business?
I don't know, but I just have a feeling that's not the case.
I would love to see that video. Like, that is one that you would see that would get viral on Twitter right away.
Does anybody else see this where, I mean... You just see people not paying attention, like in a day, like walk, and it's, again, different because on your phone, you almost understand it.
Yeah.
Like they're doing something, they're not paying attention clearly to what's going on around them. If somebody's just walking around oblivious to the world while, you know, looking like they're paying attention to everything.
I'm sure we do, and you just don't. You have to have something like that happen to know that they're just
my kids
out of
will
it.
Do this sometimes. Like if I ask my 4-year-old to, you know, find something that's literally right in front of them, I don't know where it is. You know, like one of those things.
Yeah.
Can you put your socks on? Where are my socks? They're right next to your feet. Like they're right in front of you, staring you in the face. But I think you grow out of it at some point.
To an extent. I mean, there are times, I will admit, there are times, like I said, I always zone out at the gym, but there are times where I'm thinking about something like really deep in thought, which I know for me is few and far between, and you could completely miss what the person next to you is saying. I've definitely dazed off, not usually when I'm in public walking somewhere, but I think we've all been guilty of that.
On the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, 803-0930, somebody asked, should I have done this? Someone said, Brian, did you ask her if she was all right? Should I have been doing that? I don't know. I mean, she kept walking.
She kept walking.
I was more concerned about the door, to be honest.
Yeah, the door had enough give. She was
I was
fine.
Amazed. It didn't cross my mind to check on her. Maybe I should have. I didn't see any blood.
She kept walking. I think she's all right.
Yeah. If anything, she's better than before. She snapped back into reality again.
Yes. Actually, those doors did a favor because now she's focused for the car drive home.
Yeah. Like I said, like that. Yeah. You were just about to walk through the traffic in a really busy area, not paying attention to anything.
Target woke her up.
If you couldn't see the door in front of your face, you probably weren't going to see the car coming from the left.
Right. That's true. I hope she's all right. I hope the Target doors are all right.
They probably were able to, like, push it back in.
Yeah.
It looked like it was designed to do that. You know what? I think that's a Black Friday design door.
That makes sense.
Like, to avoid a crowd crush?
They easily give.
Is that an insane thing to think, or is that really... Do you think that's true?
I'm sure it's different when they lock them at night. They don't give as much. Yeah.
I would hope so.
Like, I remember when... Again, Bed Bath & Beyond. This is where my retail stories go. We had the lock, and then the two things that went into the ground.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Exactly.
But you remember the old scenes of Black Friday of everyone rushing to the gate? Yeah. And that's probably why. Like now the whole thing gives in, so you're not just being smushed on the glass.
Right. You don't want to have the injuries.
Oh.
But now there's no Black Friday.
Well, now they give for the people just walking on the doors all the time.
Maybe that's it. More people are dazed.
How many times do you think that happens? I mean, because that's a first for me. I've never seen that.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like that.
I've seen where, like, it's just one swinging door, not the side-by-side doors open, where, like, it stops. It's, like, opening and stops, and someone walks into it, or it starts to close on somebody, and you don't expect it. But, like, that's not the person's fault.
Right.
It's the door doing something you weren't expecting it to do.
Yeah.
I've never seen one like this.
I've never seen it.
It was not an all-timer.
Like I said, I wish I would have, because I would not have been as cool and I would have started laughing. There are some instances I just cannot control my laughter.
Somebody else, I doze off a lot, according to my wife. Just the other day, she claimed she was speaking to me, then asked if I was listening. My first thought was, what an odd way to start a conversation.
It's true. I've been in that situation.
Well, people do that all the time. I saw it firsthand yesterday.
Where did you end up getting the case, by the way?
A different store. It's a temporary one. I got the cheapest thing possible, so I won't...
break it.
Yeah, I hopefully won't drop it. And then I've got a case coming in the mail, of course.
Nice.
Had to online order it.
Yeah.
My next day shipping, it'll be here over the weekend.
Oh. I guess that's a show for tomorrow. Don't get me started on next day shipping.
That's not happening. Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow. You got David coming up next after the news. It's Beamaz and Beamer here on WBEN.